Gordon Lomas from Targa's on the line. Gordon, I know it's not a great time to be talking about Targa at the moment, but would you like to say anything on behalf of Targa regarding the fatality yesterday?
Yeah, look, we're as an event, we're just shocked to our core. To tell you the truth, we're just devastated by what happened yesterday. We put a lot of work in the background, trying to address what happened last year, and to have a fatality, we're just absolutely devastated, and our hearts really go out to the driver's family and friends at this time.
Okay, so the tour is going to continue through till Sunday as a non-competitive event, is that right?
Yeah, correct. All the tour groups will continue on as per normal, and all the competitive classes have the opportunity to continue also, but in a non-competitive environment where the stages will still be conducted as per schedule. However, all cars will be restricted to the signposted speeds on the road.
Okay. Well, I had a caller from a listener this morning wanting to know, now that it's non-competitive, will all the road closures for the rest of the tour still be in place?
Yeah, correct. That's exactly right. So whatever road closures were scheduled, they will still occur, so that the event will continue under closed road conditions.
All right. Listen, I appreciate you taking our calls. Hard day for you and for everyone involved in Targa. So thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Gordon Lomas from Targa Tasmania.